You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
With the talented hard bop and post bop saxophonist and flautist Vincent Herring, we start a new hour of Neon Jazz together. That was the tune Night and Day off his latest 2015 album. So, his formal education began at the age of 11, playing the sax in school bands. And then he started studying privately at Dean Frederick's School of Music when he was 16. And then he moved on to California State University on a music scholarship. And it was from there that he went on to West Point and served one enlisted tour. And it was during that time that it turned out to be a stepping stone to the New York City jazz scene. It has been since he first toured Europe and the U.S. with Lionel Hampton's big band that he went on to work with the giants of jazz, with cats like Nat Adderley, Art Blakey, Horace Silver, Jack DeJohnette, Cedar Walton, Roy Hargrove, Dr. Billy Taylor, and many, many others.
Wow, what a resume.
Yes, it is a sprawling list of luminaries in his jazz world. So he has taken his bands to Japan and Europe, and he has appeared in every single big festival around the world that you can think of. And he's also very involved in jazz education. He's given clinics throughout Europe and the United States. And to this day, he has recorded 15 CDs as a leader and over 200 as a sideman. He's very busy and very talented. Welcome to Neon Jazz. This is your jazz radio host, Joe Domino, coming to you from a town that has produced countless jazz tunes and memories, right here in Kansas City, Missouri, ready to bring you a good dose of some quality jazz. Joining Pat Metheny next on the program for some of that jazz goodness, this is the late, great saxophonist, violinist, trumpeter, composer, and a pure legend, Ornette Coleman. We just lost him in June of 2015. This is his own blend of jazz rules, and they sounded great. 2005's tune, Mob Job. Thank you.
This is Mike Matheny, and you're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
Thank you. Only in New Orleans. Yeah. All aboard.
That was New Orleans trumpeter, singer, and composer Kermit Ruffins with a live tune in 2007 with the song Palm Court Strut. So he was deeply influenced by Louis Armstrong and the great Louis Jordan.
You hear it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. It comes out loud and clear. Noting that the highest note that he can hit on a trumpet is a high C, and that is a very high note. This cat can also sing. Most of his bands perform New Orleans jazz standards, though he also composes many of his own pieces. He started playing trumpet in the 8th grade at Lawless Junior High School in the 9th Ward of New Orleans, and with that as a backdrop, he was going to have a good career in jazz. And he's gone on to become the pride and joy of New Orleans, and for a good reason. With the song, I Haven't Got Anything Better to Do, this is Mr. T or the Sugar Man or Stanley Turrentine on the tenor sax from the 2011 CD, Salt Song.
And while we're at it, we ain't got nothing better to do.
Let's just spin another tune.
Stanley, do it.
Let's do it.
I'm Hubert Laws, and I invite you to continue elevating your spirit and cognition with listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Dimino.
Thank you.
That was the jazz piano trio of the Three Sounds with the song Sister Caroline. This group was formed in 1956 in Benton Harbor, Michigan, as the Four Sounds. The original lineup consisted of Gene Harris on piano, Andrew Simpkins on double bass, and Bill Dowdy on drums, along with saxophonist Lonnie the Sound Walker. They ended up releasing 9 albums for the Blue Note label and toured nationally around the country. The trio played and recorded with the likes of saxophonist Lester Young, Lou Donaldson, Stanley Turrentine, we've heard that name before, Sonny Stitt, Nat Adderley, Anita O'Day, and the list goes on and on. They had a great run before it all ended in 1973. Here's the combination of French tenor and soprano saxophonist and jazz composer Barney Weiland and American jazz pianist, composer, and arranger Mal Waldron with the tune Un Homme et Tu Femme off the 2004 album French Story.
Un homie, un fame. It'll have to work.
It'll have to work. You want a what, homie?
Thank you. Trombonist. You're listening to Joe Dimino and Neon Jazz. Boom.
Thank you.
That was jazz fusion guitarist Larry Coryell with the 2015 album Heavy Feel with the tune Jailbreak. From Galveston, Texas, he graduated from high school in Richland, Washington, and played in local bands called the Jailers, the Rumblers, the Royals, and the Flames. Very cool names there. And it was in 1965 that he moved to New York City, and he became a part of Chico Hamilton's quintet, replacing Gabor Szabo. He also gigged and recorded with Gary Burton and the Free Spirits, and then he went on to have a celebrated career in music on his own right. Back in 2007, he published an autobiography titled Improvising My Life in Music, and his two sons, Julian and Murali, they are also actively involved in the music business. The apple did not fall too far from the tree. From the 2010 CD, The Purpose Project, here's Casey's very own and celebrated Julian Vaughn with the song Get Up. So the 6'7 lead bass player always dreamed of making it into the NBA. And during a recent interview with Neon Jazz, this is what he had to say about that dream and what has really happened in his life.
It was NBA. Just like any other child kid that played sports that was good, like, yeah, I'm going to be in the NBA. And I do this on the side, but that did not happen. So I'm glad. I tell people I didn't become a star in professional sports, but I'm becoming a star in my genre, so I guess I'll take it. Bye. This is Julian Vaughn. This is Neon Jazz with Joe DeMito.
Don't let me slip from me.
That was pianist and record producer Robert Glasper with his trio on the 2007 song Don't Close Your Eyes off the album called Mood. And don't close your eyes on this final tune below us. It's a Latin sound from Bebo Valdez and Chucho Valdez, so dig it. And it's with that that we thank you for tuning into a show featuring one of America's finest inventions, jazz. And thanks to my good friend, show engineer, and a man that has the pulse of a Latin drum beat at heart, the Neon Beats, Mr. John Christopher.
See.
Yes. Mucho, like what you heard? Well, we can't hear you out there in Radio Land, so let us know what you think. We're at neonjazzkc@gmail.com. We would dig it the most. All right, until next time, enjoy the music, my friends.
Oh.
Yes. Here's the combination of French tenor and soprano saxophonist and a jazz componer. What the hell is a composer?
There you go.
Oh my God.
He's a trans composer.
Trans composer. He's a sax composer.
Neon Jazz.